All right. So the Gemara says like this. So Tashma, Davua de Shmuel hava mafkidi gabe zuzi de yasmin. The father of Shmuel went ahead and, the father of Shmuel was one who held on to money of Yesomim. People deposited money of Yesomim with him. Kinach nafshe, when he died, lo hava Shmuel gabe. So Shmuel wasn't there. So the father died, and Shmuel did not know where his father left the money. So now Shmuel was getting a bad reputation because they began calling him the son of the man who eats the money of the Yesomim. I know, it doesn't really roll off the tongue all that well, but you understand the point over here. They were maligning his father's reputation by saying ultimately that his father, you know, misappropriated money. So he went to the cemetery. Amarlu, he said to at the cemetery, Ba'ina Abba, I'm looking for my father. Amrule, Abba Tuva Ika. There are many fathers. Amruluhu, Ba'ina Abba Bar Abba. I'm looking for him. Now Shmuel's father was named Abba. I'm looking for Abba the son of Abba. Amrule, Abba Bar Abba Nami Tuva Ika. There are a lot of Abba Bar Abbas. Amruluhu, Ba'ina Abba Bar Abba Avua de Shmuel. I'm looking for Abba, the son of Abba, the father of Shmuel. Heicha. They said, okay, now you're more specific. He already ascended to the Heavenly Academy. While this is all happening, Shmuel saw that Levi was sitting outside of the Heavenly Academy. He was not admitted into the Heavenly Academy. Why are you sitting outside of the Academy? Why have you not gone into the Yeshiva Shamala? So he said, they said to me, because of all of the years that I did not attend the Shiva Rabbi Apis, I upset him because of all the years that I did not attend the Shiva, that I didn't go into the Yeshiva. He's giving Shir. My punishment is that I can't go into the Yeshiva Shalmala. While this is all happening, Shmuel's father's soul came back. He saw that his father was crying and smiling. Amarle, my time a kabachis. So Shmuel said to his father, why are you crying? Amarle, dila agil kaasis. Because you're going to be joining me very soon. My time a achichas. So why are you smiling? Dechashivas behai alma tuva. Because my son, you are very respected in this world. Now, whether this world means olam haba or this world means olam hazeh, different mepharshim take different approaches. Amrle, ichashivna, if I, now this makes more sense to say that's referring to Olam Haba, if I'm so well respected in the world to come, ne'ailuha le'levi, let Levi into the Yeshiva Shamala, va'ailuha le'levi, and they let Levi in. Amrle, zuzi diyasmi hecha, father, where did you leave the money of the orphans? Amrle, zil shaklinhu ba'amsa derachya. Go look in the grinding stone. I hid it in the grinding mill. Eloi v'tasoi didan. Now you're going to find three bundles of money. The upper bundle and the bottom bundle is our money. Metzi diyasmi. The middle money belongs to the Yesomim. Amrlei, my time avir tahachi. Father, why did you do this? Amrlei, iganuvi ganvi mignevu medidan. Because this way, if somebody discovers the hiding place and they steal money, presumably they'll just grab in and reach. They'll take the money on top and they'll steal our money, and the money of the Yesomim will be safeguarded. Iachla ara. But you remember, when they're dealing with money that was made out of precious metals, so what would end up happening? If you leave it in the ground, ultimately the money itself could corrode. Therefore, if there's any diminution in the money, if there's any corrosion, let it be our money that corrodes and not the money of the Yesomim. Alma, so the Gemara says, Alma, diyodi. Alma, diyodi. So clearly we see from here that the dead know. Now, what's right that the dead know? That Shmuel's father knew that Shmuel was going to die shortly. So the Gemara says, Dilma, shiny Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel's different. Kevan dechashiv kadni umachrazi. That maybe because Shmuel was such a tzaddik, again, they made an announcement in Yeshiva Shalmala that tomorrow the neshama of Shmuel is going to be joining us. Umachrazi penu makom. Right? Go ahead and clear a space for the neshama of Shmuel. Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hadribe. All right, Rabbi Yonasan, we'll stop right over here.